Even smaller than the Pope.
Yes.
No, then you said it was in 1941 that you moved.
Uh huh. To Forest City.
Well, do you remember much about the house that you lived in when you were?
Well,
You probably don't remember much about the one at Colt since you were.
Yes, I remember a good bit about it. We were, of course, we were very poor people, and my father was a farmer and had a sharecropper, really.
And
I remember the house, one of the houses that we lived in. It had a big fireplace, of course, back then, you know, most of the houses had two rooms on one side of a big hall, and a big hall went all the way through it, and then two rooms on the other side.
And that's the way it mm-hmm. was. Something like, now would it be something like a rectangular sort of
yes.
shape, and then it would have, and then this hall would come.
It divided all the way through, it'd go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. To get an idea of what it would be like, and then, I can't draw, but and this is what you
yes.
the hall would be like. Mm-hmm. Now then, would the rooms be like come off the hall? Everyone.
Yeah. The way I remember it, this was the living room,
uh-huh.
and the kitchen was back here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a door that came into this hallway from the outside.
From the outside.
And then you had a door that came into the living room, and then you didn't have mm-hmm. one back here. You had to go through the living room to the kitchen.
To the kitchen. Uh-huh.
It was uh-huh. quite a lot of walking, you know, to get anywhere. Uh-huh.
Now, what about over on this side of the hall?
Well, there were two, of course, there were bedrooms over there, and we had a lot of children, so we had a bed in the living room, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, did they call that room, in those days, did they call it the living room?
I don't remember that I guess we did, but I really don't remember that we called it a living room.
What about on the front of the house? You said, and the door would enter like right here.
In the hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it entered
and,
the hall.
In the hall.
Sure,
it didn't go into the rooms.
It didn't go into the rooms. Uh-uh. Yeah.
And we would have a window on the front of each room there. And the reason there was a big fireplace right here, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the reason it sticks in my mind, so before we moved there, well, this family had lived there, and lightning came down the fireplace and killed a man there. And I guess that's the reason it made such an impression on me, you know.
Yeah, and that really happened.
It really happened, uh-huh.
I guess that would make an impression on you, something like that.
So I will remember that one.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did it have a porch on the front?
Now, this one did not. When we moved to Caldwell, it did have a porch.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was built very similar mm-hmm. to that one.
Well, was this probably a pretty common house plan then?
Oh, yes.
In that, at that time. Well, now, when you were living there, was it a very old, do you have any idea, like, when this house would have been built? I don't mean the exact year, but
no,
it was
real old, but I don't know how old it would have been.
I was just wondering, you know, about how long they kept building houses like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how old this might have been with this type of house plan, because I don't think mm-hmm. you see this very often.
No, not anymore, you don't,
Really?
But that's... back then, that was the very common plan.
That was very common.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when you moved to Caldwell, it was basically this
mm-hmm.
the same
plan.
Kind of plan.
The only thing, we did have a porch when we moved to.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many kids were in the family?
We had nine children.
You had nine, yeah.
And let's see, we were all at home at one time, just for a short time. Then my oldest sister married.
Mm-hmm.
And... So that, and then just